sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very, very pleased to have my next guest with me. He joins me here on a monthly basis, and he is out speaking, really calling pastors and churches to engage in the process of keeping our country strong. And it's my pleasure to welcome my dear friend, Pastor Rafael Cruz. Pastor Cruz, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be with you again, Pastor Greg.
Well, you know, I think one of the big challenges that we should talk about today is this Respect for Marriage Act that they're pushing through.
Well, there's nothing about respect for marriage in it. The name is a total misnomer. It's actually an open, total disregard for the laws of man and God's laws. You know, it is, but it is a done deal already. It already passed. There were 12 Republican senators that sided with the 50 Democrats and passed it with 62 votes. And that is actually a you know, we can expect all kinds of problems as a result of that, because that means we're going to have challenges. Even though they tell you it's not going to happen, they are going to challenge it, coming to churches and demand that churches marry people, even though they say they have a church exemption. I expect we're going to see all kinds of problems with it. But even beyond the legal problems, is the moral problems. It's the erosion of our moral values, which have been occurring now systematically for decades.
The issue, and I was talking with Ward Connerly about this in the last half hour, you know, he was talking about our knower or our conscience, the God-given conscience that we have been given. And this bill, just like the Obergefell decision, has, when we talk about what's happening to our kids, the sexualization of our children, the breakdown of the morality and the immorality that is being forced on our children, kids like Chloe Cole that are coming out in her early 20s and testifying about how at the age of 13 and 14, she was convinced to have a double mastectomy. Thank God she didn't have a hysterectomy. However, they're doing that as well in this whole trans thing that they're doing. All of these kinds of things are designed to destroy the conscience of a child. And once you have eliminated, once you've destroyed the conscience, now you have the ability to manipulate them and to get people to basically do whatever the government wants them to do.
Yeah, you know that there is the method going beyond what they're saying, but you know, what we have seen over the last few decades is a systematic decay in our moral values, and it is the fault of the church. Let's just be very clear about it. The church has failed because the church has not led, and the church has been acting more like sheep. Pastors have been acting like sheep and not as shepherds, and they have basically failed their call to be leaders. And so it is the fault of the church. That's where the bottom line is. We cannot blame the politicians or even the culture. It is the church that has failed to address what's happening in the culture. We should be leading, not following.
Well, and unfortunately, the church does follow, because you have had, from the Episcopalian to the Presbyterian to the Methodist, even the Baptist now, the Pope and the Catholic Church has given some opening to the door. But essentially what you have is you have immorality running rampant within the church. You have churches that are accepting things that God has called an abomination because they're destructive not only to our culture, but they're destructive to the individuals that are told that your lifestyle is okay. And then the misery that they live in, they're not given the solution. They're not told that there's an answer. And the church is supposed to be the place. These people came to the church to begin with looking for help, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, the Bible very clearly says if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we have seen being a systematic erosion of our foundations, and it is precisely because of the ineptness and the passivity of the pastors, because, you know, they don't want to offend anyone. And this is a challenge. I mean, I don't see Jesus in the Gospels being concerned about not offending somebody. He called a spade, and he called a sinner a sinner. And we need to do that. And I think we cannot expect the government to resolve a spiritual problem. We have a spiritual problem more than a governmental problem.
Yeah.
And so we have acquiesced and say, well, it is separation of church and state. That's not for me to be involved in. That is not a biblical concept. As a matter of fact, Jesus told us to be salt and light in every area of society, and we failed to do so. So we cannot look for solutions outside of the church. We are in need of a spiritual revival more than anything else. And that means that repentance must start at the church. Revival must start at the church, and it must start with us. And so I don't see that we are there yet. I still don't see that the church is waking up. I was hoping it would wake up in this election, but they didn't. As a matter of fact, they just want to go along to get along. The last thing they want is controversy. And again, that's contrary to the scriptures. And so I think we are reaping what we are sowing, and we are not sowing in good ground. We are sowing discord, we are sowing complacency, and we are sowing just acquiescing to the evils that are around us. It is our fault.
No, I you know, the Word of God says that judgment will begin at the house of God, and certainly that's where it begins. And when we talk about, you know, calling these things as they were, Jesus confronting these things, remember that the culture that he came into was a culture that had these values in it. The Jewish culture of that day, that's who he was talking to. He was talking to the Jewish culture of that day. And yet, what they were saying with their mouths, what did he say? He said, you speak about me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. They weren't actually connected. They would say one thing, and then they would do something else, and then they would create a man-made mandate in order to validate what it was that they were doing, which was in complete and total opposition to what God had actually commanded them to do. And we have the same situation going on right now. We have churches that are sanctioning and blessing things that God has said, no, don't do those things. But we got to flip the script on that, Raphael, because the reality is that when God says don't do something, it's just like you and I, we're dads. You know, we told our kids not to do certain things because we loved our children, and we knew that if they did those things, it was going to be injurious to them.
But you know, it's even worse than that. That the challenge is pastors don't want to be criticized, and because they don't want to be criticized, they do not take their responsibilities to help even tell people do not do these things, because they are so afraid of not being, quote, politically correct, that they've stopped being biblically correct. And so they are even prostituting the Word of God in order to not make waves. Well, it is about time that people like, we need some new Dietrich Bonhoeffers to wake up and say silence is not an option. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. And this is what has happened. The inactivity, the silence of the church speaks very loudly. And the message that it's bringing forth is exactly the opposite message of the one we should be hearing.
Why do you think that pastors have acquiesced to this? What's the root that you believe exists relative to why pastors are feeling these pressures, and not just feeling the pressures, but are being manipulated by them, acquiescing to them? Where's the root of that?
I think the root is they are more concerned about pleasing men than about pleasing God. That's the bottom line. And you cannot do both. You know, and many times when you're pleasing God, you're going to come against men that don't want to do what God says. So that is the bottom line. They are not working on behalf of God, but on behalf of themselves. And professing to be wise, like Romans chapter 1 says, they have become fools, and they are just trying to create a social complex instead of a church that is seeking spiritual realities. The church today has become a social club more than anything else, and that is why we see a tremendous decrease in the number of professing Christians in America. That is decreasing yearly, and now at an accelerated pace. And so we are seeing now many, many people that say, no, I don't want anything to do with Christianity, because many have seen Christianity as basically hypocritical, because you could say they say one thing and do another, but now it's even to the point that they don't even say it. Not just not do it, they don't even say it. They have acquiesced to the culture. So I think it's, and so I think the only solution is going to be persecution of the church. You know, if you look at the countries where the church is alive and well, it's those where they have had to face persecution and where it costs you to believe. We have cheapened Christianity so much in America that, as I said, it's become a social club. And so we need to reawaken the conscience of America. This is why we are in dire need of a third great awakening, and it has to start with a spiritual awakening. We cannot expect for politics to resolve our spiritual problems. It must start in the church with a spiritual awakening, and the political awakening will follow, but it must start with us.
Right. Yeah. The we're not going to find a savior or an answer in a politician or in a political movement. That whole movement has to be germinated from within the body of Christ. When we get back, a couple of quick questions I want to get into. The world defining what a Christian is. I think it's interesting that the church has even abdicated the role of defining the word Christian. We let non-Christians and atheists tell us who we are. And there's something wrong with that picture. Back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Pastor Rafael Cruz. By the way, folks, thank you for your support. Thanks for continuing to share ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I greatly appreciate that. Our numbers continue to grow, and you're the reason that those numbers grow. And the message of what we're sharing, only through God and getting our nation back to God, and then reaching out to the rest of the world as well. Our India ministry is growing. Tomorrow night we put in well number 34, and if you'd like to be a part of helping us to put in a well, we can do a well for $400. $400 covers the equipment and the labor to put in a well. We go out, Pastor Samuel takes us out, and we video the groundbreaking of the well, and then we go back and we video the well producing the water. So we have the evidences of both of those things that are going on. But $400 will put a well in, and a well will serve anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 people with the surrounding communities. These are in rural areas. Never before have they had fresh water. And so if you're interested in helping sponsor a portion of that, you can do so by making a donation today at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can also go to PayPal.me/Pastor Greg, PayPal.me/Pastor Greg, or if you're on the ChosenGenerationRadio.com page, just go up here to the donate button, click on that donate button, and put in whatever amount you'd like to share, and including just buy me a cup of coffee. Just a cup of coffee. Well, my brother, we have to share this message of the power of the gospel. And one of the questions that I had asked was, the church appears to have abandoned its role in defining what a Christian is and in defining what God's will is for a Christian's life.
Yes, I think that we have become a light Christianity. That's what we are seeing in the churches today. Light Christianity. Don't make any waves. Don't offend anyone. And so, don't even challenge people to alter their lifestyle beyond what may cause someone discomfort. And I'll tell you what, this is a message that is a message that is a defeatist message. We cannot reach the world with that message, because the gospel should be a transformational message, a message that transforms people, just like the reality is that you are translated from one kingdom to another kingdom. That means you should live totally differently. But I don't believe even that is being preached in the churches, because I don't see the changes.
Yeah.
You shall know them by their fruits. I don't see the fruit.
I remember years ago having Hutch on the program. Ken Hutcherson. Do you remember Ken Hutcherson? Did you ever meet Ken?
Yes.
What a great man of God. And I remember having Hutch on the program, and I didn't know at the time when we had this conversation, I didn't know that he was actually battling cancer. But God gave me that analogy. And the analogy was, you know, imagine that you had a syringe and you could put that syringe into somebody and squeeze off the contents of that syringe, and every bit of cancer that they had would be gone in an instant. Now, think of sin as a cancer. Imagine again, here's this syringe. If you said to a cancer patient, listen, I've got a syringe here and I can give you the full contents of it and all your cancer will be gone, how much of it do you want?
All of it.
I don't know any cancer patient that would say, well, you know, listen, give me about, you know, I don't know, 60% because I'd like to hang on to 40% of this cancer. Nobody would. And I think that's where we have failed, too, is we are not identifying. Look, I'm telling you, folks, sin will destroy your life. Sin is your enemy, and it will destroy your life. And it doesn't matter how much of it you have in there, whatever portion you have, its purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy you. That's its purpose, Raphael.
Yeah, but you know, there is a solution to that. The problem is identity. Most Christians don't know who they are. Most Christians have no idea of what happened at the cross. They have a very light understanding of what God did at the cross through Jesus Christ. The reality is that sin should not be an issue because Jesus paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. But if you do not understand that, if you do not understand that you are a new creation, that all things have passed away, that you have become a new creature, as righteous as Jesus, you're going to live under the old concept that you are nothing but a sinner saved by grace. That statement has done more harm to Christianity than any other statement that I could think of.
And let's take our break. Yeah, we got to take our break. That is so powerful. When we come back, you need to hear this. I'm telling you that. I preached a sermon on that. The biggest lie the church believes today is I'm a sinner saved by grace. It's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm telling you. We'll tell you why in a minute.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NICA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NICA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very, very, very special guest, Pastor Rafael Cruz. And we do this segment each month for an hour. We talk about calling all pastors. I'm going to turn this over to him because I know he's got to take off right at 44 minutes, right after we close this segment, for a meeting that he is going to be going to. Pastor, you were talking as we went into this about the power of the cross and the lie that is we are still sinners saved by grace. Can you speak to that, please?
Well, the reality is that when we say that, number one, we are belittling the work of the cross. We are not understanding how profound and how complete the work of the cross is. But fundamentally, if you say that you're nothing but a sinner saved by grace, think about this. That makes you sin conscious. And that means if you're always sin conscious, you're always under condemnation. First of all, that is not the abundant life that Jesus talked about. But if you're always sin conscious and you're always under condemnation, that drives you to sin. But if you understand what happened at the cross, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "But he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we may be made, or we may become, the righteousness of God in him." At the cross, there was an exchange. He became who we were, that we may become who he is. Mm. He put on our filthy rags, that we may put on his robe of righteousness. And the reality is, if you are a Christian, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you look at Romans 8:1, your Bible probably says there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The second half of Romans 8:1 is not in the earliest manuscripts. Romans 8:1 is an unconditional promise. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, period. Why? Because Jesus took all the condemnation upon himself, so you do not have to live under condemnation. And also, when you believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, then you become righteousness conscious, you're free from condemnation, and you naturally will do works of righteousness. So it is a matter of identity. Christians do not understand. You've been translated, says the Bible, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear Amen. Son. We are in another kingdom. The devil has no power over you other than what you give him. The problem is we are walking around afraid of the devil when in reality the devil is afraid of you. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and what does he say? He will flee from you. But you see, the thing is this. We do not understand what the Bible is telling us. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of my Father's hands. You've been translated from one kingdom to another, and that means the devil has no power to make you sin. So don't ever say the devil made me do it. No, you made you do it because you have failed to understand who you are. You're a new creation in Christ, yes. As righteous as Jesus Christ himself. And therefore, you can walk free from condemnation. The reason it's important to understand that is that makes you free from the power of the devil. And you can walk in victory, not some of the time. You can walk in victory all of the time as long as you're conscious of who you are in Christ. We need to understand Jesus did it all at the cross. This is why he said, it is finished.
Hallelujah.
It is finished.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I was thinking as you were sharing that, brother, about Philippians 2, 12 and 13. And everybody goes, you know, remembers verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have also always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And everybody stops right there. They get stuck right there. And that's where they draw this. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm working out my salvation. Except that verse 13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Hello, guess Amen. What? He's doing it. He's already working it out. He's already doing it in you. You don't have to work anything out. It's done. It's finished.
It
happened.
It is finished.
The cross finished the work. You're on the other side. The enemy wants to hold up an image of what you looked like on the other side of the cross and try to make you believe that's who you are. And Christ says to you, no, I have set you free. Him who Amen. Christ has set free is free indeed. Free
Amen.
Indeed. And you know, going back to our nation, that's what our founders understood, brother. They understood that our rights, our freedom, our liberty, we weren't going to be beholding to a king. We were going to be beholding to the King of Kings and the Lord Amen. Of Lords. Who was going to be the King of America? Was it going to be George or was it going to be Jesus? And our founders said, we choose Jesus. We choose Amen. The Creator of heaven and earth. He is the one. And so therefore, unlike John Locke, who said that out here is where life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is, and God holds it in one hand and the King holds it in the other. No, our founder said, no. It's who I am. I am life because God breathed life into me. I am liberty because Jesus Christ purchased my liberty, and I am wearing the robes of liberty. And the pursuit of happiness is the abundant life that God has promised me, and it's mine. And I'm going to lay hold of it, and nobody can take it out of me, and nobody can take it from me other than to snatch my life. And if you snatch my life here, you still haven't killed me because I'm already in eternity.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, very well said, and absolutely, this is a message that the church needs to hear, because the church wants to keep people in condemnation because they want to keep them under their control. and they are more concerned about their money than their soul. And so the church has become basically just a cheap imitation of what God intends for us to be. And so, again, we go back to the failure of the church to preaching a message of liberty in Christ, freedom in Christ, and total victory in Christ. And we need to walk in that victory every day of our life. And when we start doing that, that is going to be a message that will spill onto those around us. This is a winning message. But I'll tell you what, I see many people that live under this condemnation, and because of that, they are not even witnesses to anyone around them.
Amen. No, absolutely. Well, look, people come to church because they are looking for an answer. It's obvious that what has been going on, what they have been doing, isn't working. And they're looking for change. They're looking for transformation. And that's what we offer through Jesus Christ and the cross, is a newness of life, a transformation, and a new man and a new being. And that transformation is that is the real, those are the reawakenings that have happened, have been transformation. People saying, wait, something is different here. I want some of that.
Yeah, yeah, and it comes from an understanding of how complete the work of the cross was. And as I said, you've been translated from one kingdom to another kingdom, and so we can live in total, absolute victory. And God wants us to understand that and stop living in a defeatist attitude. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we are one with Him, and we should walk in that oneness. We should walk in that feeling that we are complete in Him. And I'll tell you what, the more that we get this realization of who we are in Christ, the more we're going to be able to stand victoriously in our own lives, and that will spill out to those around us. And we become truly witnesses of the resurrected Christ, not the Christ that is still on the cross. He's not at the cross. He was resurrected in victory, and so are we.
Amen. Amen. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to face challenges. It doesn't mean that we're not going to face difficulties, but it's the position of where we are and knowing we don't walk through those things alone. We walk through those things with Him.
And greater is He. Greater is He that's in us than He that is in the world. And the problem is most people are serving a little God. They have a small conception of who God is. And that instead of going to God as a first resort, they go to God as a last resort. And we are seeing that in the Mealy Mouse Christianity that we see all around us. And it is a matter of priorities. We don't see the preeminence of Christ, or many, many Christians do not see it.
Amen.
And we are living a light Christianity. And historically, there has only been one solution to that, and that's persecution. Yeah. So I expect that we are going to see some persecution in America so that the church can become truly the church.
Amen. Yeah. And unfortunately, that's what happens. But the good news is the word also says that He chastises those whom He loves. So
Amen.
He chastises
Amen.
Us out of love, and we need to understand that as well. When a child gets off course, a loving parent chastises that child to get them back on course because they care about them and they love them. And Raphael, I love you, brother, and I know you've got to run. Thank you so much for being with me today.
It is a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you again next month.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication.
Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hey, keep it tuned right here, by the way, to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Just keep the player playing. We've got Texas Fully Loaded is coming up. Sondra Witten will be with us. And then at 1 o'clock Eastern, Michelle Swinnick will be back with her Everything Home talk show. And she will be talking about the election stuff, and she'll really be unpacking some really significant stuff as it relates to the election, okay? So she's going to be talking more details about the lawsuit and the election, and she's also going to talk about my show tomorrow. God bless her. She said she's going to plug my program. Look at her. Okay, so 1 o'clock Eastern today, Michelle Swinnick will be back right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com giving you the deep insight into what's really going on with the lawsuits and so forth, and there's some really significant stuff that is there, and a hearing that is coming up at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time, I guess that would be, or 11:30 a.m. Mountain time, and that's tomorrow. And so on the 2nd of December, so please, please, tonight, remember to say some prayers that the courts will have their eyes open, their ears open to hear the truth of what's really going on with regards to the fraud and the election fraud. And that these individuals in Arizona, in Maricopa County in particular, cannot be allowed to get away with stealing this election. They just can't. They just plain cannot. And it's important. We the people are going to have to raise our voices and become loud about these issues. We can't let this stuff slide. We can't let it slide. And the way that we do that is we contact your congressman and your senator should know who you are. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. I want to give you a heads up. Pastor's been working. There is a lawsuit. A lot of people are aware of this. It's pretty cool, actually. I just became aware of it, and I want to thank my buddy Scott Shields for sending me this information. But there's a lawsuit. Two brothers, the Brunson brothers, filed two different lawsuits. Both of them filed kind of the same lawsuit. Two different paths the lawsuits took. And Loy's, I believe it's Loy's, lawsuit is now at the Supreme Court. And this lawsuit essentially calls on the carpet Mike Pence, all of the members of the House and the Senate, Biden, Harris, all of these individuals that were involved in voting no, because remember that Harris was a senator, and then she ran for vice president. So all of these individuals that were engaged and were involved in voting no about the investigation. This isn't about, oh, they voted to certify the election of 2020 and it was fraud. Nope, it isn't about that. There was a motion that was made because the Director of National Intelligence had come forward with a report in December saying that it appeared that there had been foreign interference in our elections. Now, earlier in this program today, I directed you to take a look at an article written by my friend Daniel Greenfield entitled Biden Turns Over American Sovereignty to China, and the FBI director complaining that he's upset because China is setting up police stations in the United States of America. China, the CCP, are setting up police stations in major cities in the United States of America. We brought you the story 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, about the Muslim police department and the Sharia law compliant officers running around in Brooklyn, New York. And we talked about that. Nobody did anything. Pass. Nobody said anything. Nothing done. But we told you. We told you about it. Now we have the CCP. Well, now there's a Senate hearing, and Christopher Wray appears and says, well, the only problem here is we're really not concerned that they're here. Well, why not? Why are you not concerned that they're here? That the Chinese Communist Party is policing citizens of the United States and intimidating Asian Americans here in the United States. Why is that not a concern to you? Oh, I know, because you're into open borders, because you've surrendered the United States to foreign interests. And so this Brunson lawsuit says, hey, there was a recommendation that a 10-day wait be instituted so that the election not be certified on January 6th, but it wait till the 16th of January, which it had all legal bounds to do, so that a true and full investigation can be made into what we already know happened, which is that the CCP, the same CCP that's setting up police stations in the United States, was at that time also engaged in interfering with our elections. Now, we told you, I told you here on this program, of a meeting that took place in the summer of 2020 when all of the upheaval was happening and they were burning cities and individuals were being shot, like retired Officer Dorn in St. Louis. And we talked about the fact that Rossi and Xi and Putin had a meeting in Turkey. And at that meeting, they discussed how are they going to make sure that President Donald Trump did not retain the presidency because he was interfering with their plans. We told you about that here on this program. And here we now have Xi. Look what's happening with that. Look what's going on in Iran right now. And gee, how absent is the Biden administration? They're not engaging in that process. Then we have the Putin situation. And everybody says, oh, well, yeah, look what we're doing. Yes, I understand. And there are sanctions and there are issues. And Veronica Kirilenko did a very nice job of explaining that to us. Go back and listen to that. Look it up in show archives and you can get some deep understanding with regards to that. I just watched a video, by the way. Please be praying for Pastor Vitaly and his congregation, who I've had on the program. They are suffering with lots of power outages right now because, gee, a country that is trying to destroy Ukraine, not liberate Ukrainians, destroy them, wipe them off the face of the earth, is destroying their power plants in the winter. I know it's war, but I'm telling you... Bottom line here is this, ladies and gentlemen. We, the United States of America, are under attack. There's a lawsuit. We're going to talk about it on Monday. I'll have a full hour on this lawsuit on Monday. This is big stuff, and the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this, which means that it's got teeth, and it also means that this is a legitimate action. And we'll have it for you coming up on Monday here on Chosen Generation Radio. Our full last hour will be dedicated to explaining this lawsuit and what it means and the potentiality to bring criminals to justice. Remember, at the end of the day, we have a responsibility not to man, not to government, but to God. To our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to be the salt, to be the light, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to influence America. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil. So you all might enter into his rest.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work.
and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are? Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.